Hold on. Let us rest a while. I think we've evaded Lord Malkor's soldiers. Now, let's get this collar off of you. Your old mentor, Galen, forged a special key that should unlock it. The magic that forged this collar is strong, but Galen's magic is even stronger. There. How do you feel? Looks like it was designed to sever your connection to the realm of mists and shadows, the source of all mages' mystical powers. It's no wonder you feel so weak. Yes, that's true. Your captivity is also a factor. Very few have lasted a week in Malkor's dungeons, and he held you there for nearly two. Yes, about that. I'm so, so sorry. Everything that happened, it's all my... No, it does matter. I was the one who asked the king to recruit you for the mission to capture Malkor and his band of sorcerers, and even after the harsh way I'd spoken to you only days before... I'm surprised you agreed to join us once you found out I was leading the raiding party. You were able to hide your true feelings from those who hardly knew you, but I could tell that you were upset with me still. That's true. The king knew this as well. Throughout the realm, it's common knowledge that you'll set personal matters and personal feelings aside whenever the kingdom calls upon you for aid. That is one of your best qualities, which you have in abundance. No, they were good enough qualities. Many people are just too blind to see that. Wait, is that what you thought? You thought you weren't good enough for me? No, my dear, what I said to you had nothing to do with any shortcomings you had. It was all on me. Just like you being captured falls squarely on my shoulders. What do I mean? You were there. Wait, I see. After everything you've been through, I can imagine your memory would be a bit muddled. We'd made it to Malkor's stronghold. Then suddenly, two dragons appeared. The soldiers and I tried to fight them off, but our weapons proved useless. That's when you stepped up and you unleashed the full measure of your powers against them. What I did not know, but should have suspected, was that this was all part of Malkor's plan. You vanquished the dragons, but your power was almost completely drained. And that gave his sorcerers the opportunity to trap you. And his soldiers came pouring in from all directions, and we had to retreat, but then... Then came the time for me to carry out the king's chief order. Prevent you from falling into Malkor's hand, no matter the cost. You were looking right at me when I took aim. You'd resigned yourself to your fate. You gave me an approving nod to let me know that you were ready, that it was okay, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. Yeah, I'll tell you why. As I pulled my best arrow from the quiver, I saw the joining ceremony that we would never have. As I knocked that arrow, I saw the children that we would have had. Two little boys and a little girl, fading away into the distance. As I drew back the bowstring, I could see all the morning meals, evening meals, hunting feasts, and the long walks in the forest that we would never share. all the tears and the laughter, the sorrows and the joy that were ours to experience together but would never be. In great times of distress, our minds can project several months or years ahead into one or two possible futures, and we can catch brief glimpses of those futures. When you offered me your grandmother's ring weeks ago, I saw a future where you'd grown sickly, old and grey. But I still looked as youthful as I do now. I saw me having to walk through this world alone, never being able to love another after you had passed from this life into the next. For the first time in a long time, I was afraid. I didn't tell you what I saw because it wouldn't have swayed your thinking. You would have kept trying to convince me that we had a future together, even though you know that Elvish and... You know that Elvish and human pairings are a difficult affair. Aging is just one issue, but there are many more. I don't look a day over 200, eh? Flattery will only get you so far. I actually stopped counting at 300, but seriously. At the time you proposed, I could only see one possible future. I have no idea why I saw an entirely different future when we stormed Malkor's castle. Oh, so you have heard that theory. Very few non-elves know of it. Perhaps it holds true. Later in time we see a glimpse of the future, the more accurate the vision becomes. I will admit, for some reason, you did not seem quite as elderly and frail during that last vision. What? Why didn't you tell me that some mages can slow the rate at which they age? Great. Another closely kept secret. Lots of that going around these days. What do you mean I'm one to talk? Look, the only reason we elves keep secrets from humans is because most of you don't know how to handle high-level knowledge. You either hurt others with it or end up hurting yourselves. It's bad enough you learned how to forge swords and spears, but when you mages keep secrets, it's either just to impress some feisty young barmaids with some cheap parlor tricks so they'll accompany you to your bedchambers, or to con a wealthy lord out of the gold in his storehouse. Yes, I know. I'm brutally honest. That's the elven way. Deal with it. So, when did Galen teach you that nifty trick? I suppose he's what? 200 years old? I guess he would keep quiet about something like that. Probably so that everyone will be more comfortable around him. So, how old are you? No, it's rude to ask a lady her age, not the gents. And that only applies to human women anyway. But fine, have it your way. I have a more important question to ask you anyway. Back when we managed to break back into Malkor's castle, your magic was subdued so you couldn't block his mind control spells. He'd had weeks to condition you just the way he wanted, so when he ordered you to attack us, you proved to be a most difficult opponent. I knew you were an accomplished swordsman, but I never realized you were that good. Better than me, in fact. When you disarmed me and had me at your mercy, why didn't you kill me? You don't understand. Nobody has ever freed themselves from one of Malkor's puppeteer spells. Especially one as strong as the one he used on you. All during our duel, I was looking at you and it was like I was looking at a stranger, but then, just as you were about to run me through, you stopped. Your whole body started shaking like you were straining against the magic that was controlling you, and something in your eyes changed. In that moment, I saw the old you, and Malkor was furious. He started screaming at you, hurling the foulest of curses at you for not obeying his commands. And then suddenly, I saw your eyes fill with rage greater than I'd ever seen before. You reeled around and you hurled your sword with all your might at Malkor. He was caught completely off guard and the sword hit its mark, straight through his chest. I do not know. We just assumed he was dead because we saw that the spell he had on you was broken. But we were still outnumbered and his soldiers pursued us as we made our escape. We split up to make it harder for them to catch us. Guess everyone made it safe and sound out of there. And yes, that was the prince and our new princess covering our escape. Hard to tell who they were under that new armor of theirs. I agree. Our prince has become quite the accomplished swordsman. Apparently his betrothed had been giving him lessons in the sparring hall as well as the bedchambers. Please don't tell either of them I've said that. Our warrior princess has become quite proficient with her new dual sword wielding technique. Today, she was a whirlwind of raw steel and righteous fury, and I'd hate to be on the receiving end of that, but you still haven't answered my question. Why did you stay your hand? My golden arrowhead! It's the one I won at the Tournament of the 12 Kingdoms. I remember when I gave it to you nearly 3 summers ago. It's the same pocket I saw you fiddling with each time you took a moment to catch your breath during our duel. I was wondering what you'd been reaching at, and somehow staying in close contact with it must have helped you remember who you were. It helped you fight your way back to us, but I saw you toss it into the river after that argument that we had. I see. So you transmuted a small pebble just to make it look like the gift I'd given you. Just to hurt me. No, I understand. There's no need for you to apologize. I said terrible things to you, things that I knew would hurt you. And I know I can't take them back, and I know you probably can't forgive me for what I've done, and I won't ask you to, not after everything you've been through. Because of that foolish squabble I caused, I was distracted when we first stormed the castle, and you were probably distracted just enough for Malkor's trap to succeed. Because of that, you were tortured for weeks on end. All because I foolishly thought I was protecting you. Because I thought I was protecting myself. And all I did was put you, me, and the entire kingdom at risk. But please, allow me to continue. You know elvish emotions run deep. They are much stronger than human emotions, so we guard them carefully. The feelings that I had, that I have for you, they are quite strong, even by elven standards, and that frightened me. I know. You tried to tell me all of the deep feelings that you harbored for me, but I didn't listen. I couldn't. Back then, I thought such feelings were merely a liability, a weakness. But when we were fighting our way out of that castle together, shoulder to shoulder, side by side, I'd never felt stronger. It was like we were the ancient warriors of legend. Like there was nothing we couldn't accomplish. No enemy we couldn't vanquish. And what I mean is... Oh, my, that was... Wait, your eyes. Why'd they just flicker like that? Are you okay? Oh, that's... a relief. And me? Never mind me. You grazed my left side during our fight, but it's only... Wait a moment. The cut is nearly gone. How did you... So a little bit of your power is returning. Did the kiss do that? But how? I don't know either. Your guess is as good as mine. You are the expert on all things mystical. Never mind that now, though. Why didn't you heal yourself? No, no arguing. Tend to yourself first. I'll be fine. Unless you know of a way to both heal me and hasten the recovery of your powers at the same time, I... Oh, really? And exactly what ancient book of magics did you pull that theory from? Sensual healing. I should get one of the bards to write a song about that. But alas... there are no bards, and neither of us can play a lute. So, whatever shall we do? No, we don't have time for lovemaking. As much as I'd like to indulge in it. Instead, we're going to go the route of a good friend of mine from the Prince's Pleasure House. In other words... we're going to fuck. Vigorously. Now come here. And let's see just how much magic you've got in you. Your pants. Lift up my dress and oh, so deep. Oh yes, just like that. Oh my god! No, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, it feels great. Oh fuck. Yes, 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 my love, yes. Oh fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck, oh fuck. It feels so good. I'm gonna Yes, yes, you can come inside. Come inside. You know, now that you and I have crossed this bridge together, there's no turning back. I'm yours and you are mine. In accordance to elven tradition, we are now husband and wife. Tell me, Does that trouble you? Okay, I get it. Show off. So I literally swept you off your feet, did I? Very funny. Now stop hovering around and come back down to earth. I mean that both literally and figuratively. Well, now that you're apparently halfway back to your old enchanted self, do you think you have enough magic built up in you to snap your fingers and teleport us and the rest of our people out of this territory and back across the border?